We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Makor Chayim. We're up to the 7th chapter, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. We're discussing the things that are prohibited before prayer. You have it?
Good.
Asur l'adam sheitom klum me'achar she'ala amud ha'shachar ad sheitpalel tfilat shachrit. One is prohibited from eating anything, from tasting anything, from alos ha'shachar, from 72 minutes before nates, 72 minutes before sunrise, that's what's called alos ha'shachar, until he davens. V'shtiyat mayim muteret, and it's permitted to drink water. V'amachmir gam b'mayim tavo alav bracha, and he who is extra stringent, not to drink even water, may he be blessed. So he's going with a very stringent opinion. He's saying one shouldn't consume anything prior to prayer, and if you want, drink water. But the truth is, today, halachically, if one wants to drink any liquid, one may prior to prayer. Eating, one shouldn't eat, but drinking. So that's okay. And he continues and says, now many have breached the fences and they've permitted drinking coffee, tea with sugar and milk, and that's improper. Anyone who's healthy, and if he doesn't drink it, it won't really bother him. So that's prohibited, he says. He holds very strongly. He shouldn't drink anything before prayer. But if someone feels like he isn't focused, he won't be able to pray properly, so we should permit him to drink coffee or tea without sugar and milk. This was the ancient opinion. Meaning in the time up until 100 years ago, up until 50 years ago, sugar wasn't a common commodity, milk wasn't such a common commodity. This was something that when you drank your coffee with milk, that was something the rich people did.
In ancient times, it was no coffee at all.
No, coffee's been around for a while. I mean, coffee's discussed but 600 years ago also. Coffee's discussed in halacha. I mean, they had coffee.
But not in the Bible.
No, not in the Tanakh's time, but it's been around for quite a few centuries. So it says that you shouldn't do that haughty thing of sitting down and drinking coffee with sugar or with milk. Today, everyone drinks coffee with sugar and milk. You don't think twice. That's what a coffee is today, to most people, except if you're in Mahon Meir or the army. So he says, you should drink coffee and tea without milk or sugar. So he's going with that opinion. That's really the base opinion. But today, that it's different, so there are more lenient opinions than his. V'adam chalash... I didn't say that. V'adam chalash bebriyuto yechol l'arshot l'atzmo l'osif sukkar. If someone's weak, so he could permit himself to add sugar, and Hashem sees to the heart why he's really doing it. But if someone's really sick, he's allowed to eat and drink whatever he needs before prayer, and certainly to drink any medication he might need. So, I mean, if I have a sore throat in the morning and I need a candy to ease my sore throat, so by me, I'm talking about a real sore throat. I'm not just talking about like. So then the candy is like the medication. I mean, that's what a person needs for a sore throat. Now, I'm talking about like a medicated candy.
Yeah, that it's not... So
those things are okay. The idea is, if one's doing it for medical purposes, fine. If one's doing it just because, hey, it's fun to have a candy, so that's not fine. But he's going with a very stringent opinion. Now, I have to tell you, I always went with the lenient opinion. I would always drink coffee with milk and sugar. And then I used to have a chavrusa early in the morning before davening, and I'd always make him a cup of coffee. We'd sit down to learn, and I'd make me and him a cup of coffee. And then one time he told me, no, I don't want any coffee. So I said, Ashel, what's wrong? Why do you want a cup of coffee? He said, I decided I'm going to try not having anything before davening. So you know the ego thing. I said, hey, if he could do it, I could do it. Okay. He said, fine. A few days later, I said, I'm going to try it too. And the truth is, that if you go to daven without taking anything but a cup of water if you need it, and even without that, just brush your teeth in the morning, get ready, and you go, it's a different davening. That's the truth. There is something about sitting and making that coffee that it's all about me. I need my coffee. And there is something, Chazal said, when you wake up and you go out to daven, and your first thing in the morning is going to daven, you're not pachking, you're not spending your time dealing with the coffee. That's the way Chazal wanted our day to look. They wanted the first thing a person does when he gets up, he brushes his teeth, he takes the shower, he gets dressed, whatever he needs, whatever his regular preparation for the day are. But then the first thing he really takes care of during his day is to daven. So even though technically there are more lenient opinions than his, anything you drink, you have what to rely on. You want a milkshake, you want anything really, so long as it's a liquid. In our day and age, you can have any liquid drink you want. But at the same time, Chazal said, he who takes care of his own needs before davening, about him we say the pasuk like Yeravam ben Nevat. V'oti shlacht achei gavecha. Hashem says, you Yeravam, you were focused about yourself first. You threw me behind your back. So Chazal say anyone who focuses on taking care of himself before davening, he's doing like Yeravam ben Nevat did. He's focusing on himself before he's focusing on his responsibilities to his Creator. So I'm just saying, even though there is room to be lenient, a person should definitely try. Yeah.
But it's in the case that the minyan should be pretty early.
Right.
Because if it is I was in Chabad now only 10 o'clock beginnings, and I did all people in A, only me, I did E. But they only, but it was very difficult for me.
Yeah.
It, because it's exhausted. It's only at 1 o'clock at the day, Shabbat, it's the first meal of the day.
I'm with you.